Hello and welcome to Bereaved Motherhood and All It Entails. I'm your host, Mackenzie, and on today's episode, we're going to be talking about looking outside ourselves while grieving. So the idea of looking outside of ourselves in the middle of grieving can be hard. When we're in the midst of grieving, it is an all-encompassing experience. And I definitely think that there's a time and a place to be kind of selfish and more self-absorbed in our grief. When it's the early stages of grief, it's often all we can do to survive, to keep our head above the water, and we just don't have the physical ability to go beyond that. Our just basic survival is as much as we can do. But you know, over time, it's important that we are able to look past ourselves and our own grief and look at the grief of others who have been affected by this, or just other people and other people's struggles as well. And I think sometimes that can be challenging because everybody else that is grieving the passing of our child, with the exception of the parents, the mom and dad, you know, they don't really get it. And they definitely are not grieving the same that we are as mom or as dad. And I think that we see that, you know, grandparents are well-meaning, they're well-intentioning, and they, you know, will say things and they may or may not be supportive, you know, and they might feel like this loss is really great in their lives. But, you know, even the most supporting grandparents, you know, to our child, like our parents, you know, say things at times that it just hits you like, man, they're clueless. They really don't get this. They don't understand. They really cannot fathom this. And it kind of shows you just how little they truly understand. And I think that's why communities like this, where you can connect with other lost parents, are so important, because the grandparents, they just don't understand it. They don't get it. They cannot relate to us. And you know, they're going to say things, even the ones with the best intentions, that are hurtful. And I think that there's, you know, so many different reactions that people have when experiencing a loss, regardless of what type of loss that is. So as grieving parents, eventually, you know, I think we have to kind of give the benefit of the doubt. We have to offer a lot of grace. And I think we have to understand, like, okay, you know, this person, you know, they're grieving their grandchild, so there's emotions there. They have to watch their child grieve their own child. So, you know, it's a multi-layered process for them. I think for aunts and uncles, there's a sense of grief there as well, over their niece, over their nephew. And the way that that affects them obviously is going to vary depending on your relationship with your siblings or your spouse's relationship with their siblings. I think some aunts and uncles do grieve greatly, and I think others grieve pretty minimally, or maybe, you know, not at all. And so I think it really just depends on the relationship that you have with these people and that these people have with you. And then again, personalities and this and that and all those types of things. I think the further removed people are, the less they grieve, because they're not there. They're not a part of it. They don't see it, and it doesn't impact them and affect them as if they were closer to the event itself. And so I think it's healthy and important to get to a point where we can kind of look and be like, okay, these people, this is their loss, whatever loss that is, a grandchild, a niece, a nephew, a friend's kid, whatever it may be. This is how this kind of looks for them. These are the things they're going through. Their emotions, their feelings, they're valid. It's okay for them to grieve. It's okay for them to have these feelings. And that doesn't jeopardize my own grief. It's not a competition for my grief. And to just come to a point where, you know, you can kind of respect their own grieving and also just kind of give them grace so that you don't take what they say personally or take it offensively. You know, yes, there's going to be times where it's like, oh man, wish they wouldn't have said that, or you kind of want to hit your head in a wall, because I think sometimes family kind of wants to link arms with you and be like, this is our baby, this is our loss. And that's just not the case. You know, it's it's the parent's child. It's nobody else's. It's the parent's ultimate loss. But other family members obviously have suffered some type of loss. It's not their child. And so they are free and capable of grieving that. And that can be, you know, a great thing. And there can be solidarity in that. And kind of a oneness and a wholeness of discussing grief and debriefing it, even if that grief looks different and is to, you know, varying levels. I think it's important to recognize that, you know, our grief is definitely going to change us and going to affect us. And hopefully it changes us to be more empathetic, understanding people, people that we can see others in need, others that are suffering, regardless if that suffering is due to a loss, like a death of some sort, or if it's, you know, a medical diagnosis, or if it's something else that's happened in their life, where we can be more understanding and hopefully be more empathetic to them, because we understand deep pain, we understand deep suffering. And that's not to say that what somebody else is going through is like on the same level, but it also doesn't mean that it's, you know, invalid. And I think that can be hard sometimes, is to validate other people's loss when we look at it and it's like, man, why are you so worked up about this? Like, I would give anything in the world to trade you places and to be in your shoes and for you to be in mine. Like, this is so much easier. This is so not a big deal compared to what I've been through. But it's important to know that we haven't entered the grieving or the trauma special, a competition. We're not in the Olympics of grief or of trauma or of pain. Everybody's story is valid, and you only know pain in regard to your personal experiences. So your idea of deep pain is only as great as the deepest pain you personally have ever experienced. And so we might look at it and almost want to roll our eyes or think like, oh my word, just get over it. It's not that big of a deal. But I think it is important to be like, hey, you know what? Let's use our loss to be a more caring, supportive, and understanding person. And obviously you have to be a point in your own grief to be at that place where you can be supporting and to other people and there for other people. But I think that is, as we begin to look outside of ourselves in our grief, when we get to that point where we can, and to just kind of be aware of like, okay, what are my thoughts in regard to this? How can I be a support to this person? And maybe it's just dropping off a meal. Maybe it's sending a gentle text message, sending a card on an anniversary of something, you know, whatever it may be, but where it just kind of changes us and allows us to grow to be a more sympathetic, empathetic, understanding person, a person who sees those that are hurting, those that are suffering, and wants to be the support that we can be. And obviously, depending on our relationship, like something that would be appropriate and all of those types of things. But I do think grief and our own personal loss can really teach us to look outside of ourselves into what's going on in other people's lives, and to just be a lot more sensitive to just the pain and the heartache. And I think it can also really show us that, you know, when we are going around and about society, we don't know other stories. We don't know what they're going through. And to just kind of give people that benefit of the doubt, knowing that, hey, you know what? We all have struggles. We all have our battles. Yes, there are varying degrees, absolutely. But that doesn't necessarily, you know, invalidate it. It's still valid. Their pain and their hurt is still valid. And this might be the hardest thing they personally have ever gone through. And so we can be understanding and supportive, because we can kind of just bond over the idea of like, yeah, I, you know what grief is like, even if we look at them and it's like, yeah, their grief is nothing like what my grief is or was. Or maybe we look at them and it's like, man, you know, they're really, really struggling. They're really having a hard time. You know, they're struggling more than I struggled. Okay, how can I be a support and kindness to them? And again, it doesn't mean that you can't, because you're like, man, I never experienced that. I never felt that way. You know, as we say again and again, grief is very personal. It depends on, you know, your personality, your life experiences, what you've been through, your demeanor, your outlook. Like, there's so many things about a person that's going to affect grief and how they process loss and difficulty. And so I think it's just important, and I think our children would be really proud of us if they're like, hey, you know what, this horrible thing that my parents have gone through, this is something that they can use to be, you know, the good Samaritan, to be someone who truly loves their neighbor and tries to understand what people are going through and is aware of it. I think so often people pass by us and they're just so unaware and they're so clueless. And so how amazing is it that we can be, have that awareness where we can show up for other people in whatever capacity that we can, you know. And again, this is going to depend of where you are in your own grief journey and your relationship to this person and all those things. But I think as we begin to build, you know, just that community of support and understanding, amazing relationships can be formed, you know, great bonding can take place, and it can just be a really special thing to have those opportunities and to have those conversations. Because I think often it's so easy for us to just pass by those that are struggling because it's uncomfortable. You know, we're busy with our life. We kind of have other things going on. And this just kind of allow us to be more sensitive to that. Whether it be your own family and friends that are grieving, like your child's passing or somebody else and their loss, those are just some really important things and things that hopefully you're able to do. I'm always trying to be like, how can I be a better person? How can I be a person that is growing and learning because of my experience of losing my son? Although it's terrible, it's tragic, I wish it didn't happen. If I could change it, I would. I don't want it to make me a worse person. I want it to make me a better person. I want to continue to learn and grow. And I want to make him proud and bring him honor in that way. And I'm like, you know what? This is something that our society really is pretty terrible at. So if I can, you know, be one person making that difference for those people, then that's awesome. And hopefully, you know, we can kind of rally to create more of a community of understanding and, you know, mutual support. Even if somebody can say, I don't know what you're going through, but I want to be here for you. And however I can, I want to help you. I want to support you. I want to be understanding and caring. And you can kind of go through those things. And I think that that is a lovely thing in a way that we can just make our children really proud, in a way that we can continue to grow in our grief and begin to do things for others rather than being sucked into the hole of just worrying all about us. Because I think that can happen. I think we're vulnerable for that in grief because we're so wrapped into our loss and how it's affected our life. And that's huge. And again, there's obviously a place for that because this is redefining us. Our world is shattered. We have to pick it all back up. And of course, that's a self-centered event, is picking up your world, your life, because that's the life you live. But I do think that when we have those opportunities, or those situations present themselves, to take advantage of them so that we can begin to pour into others, as, you know, we would like people to pour into us. And just what a great way that we can, you know, bring tribute to our children. And so I just encourage you to be grace-filled, to give others that grace. You know, I encourage you to look at our world, to see the pain and to see the hurt, because I think once you experience the hurt and the pain, you see how much of it there truly is out there and how many people are suffering and struggling and going through difficulties. And, you know, what a better just society and community we would have if people would be understanding and supportive and, you know, sympathetic and actually be there for one another, rather than kind of recoiling in fear of, you know, oh, that's too hard, I don't want to touch it, or just being able to like walk by it and not even see it or not give it a second thought, even if they do see it. You know, I always laugh when people are like, oh, I'll be praying. You know, and then a few minutes later, you see a social media post about, oh, I can't figure out what color I'm going to paint my room in my house. Does anybody have suggestions? And I'm like, you literally just commented on somebody's post about their child passing away and how, you know, you're so heartbroken for them and you're praying for them. And literally 5 minutes later, you know, you're consumed about the color you're going to paint your house. And it's like, okay, yeah, that's still valid. That's still your reality of whatever, you know, home remodeling project it is you're doing. But did you even really like pray for that person? Did you even think of that person? Or was it more of like, oh, I'm so sorry, I hope, you know, they do okay, and they kind of say a short little prayer, send some well wishes, whatever it is, and then okay, moving on, like check, did that, you know, my life's the same, my life's cool, you know, I'm consumed with my paint. And I, when I see things like that, it just makes me so frustrated, and it just really makes the hair on, you know, the back of my neck stand up, because it's like, no, let's stand together. Let's stand in solidarity with these people that are suffering and grieving. Let's be there for them. Let's put, you know, the project for today on the back burner and show up for the people that really need us, for the things that really matter. Because in the scheme of life, the color you paint your bedroom is really quite pointless and meaningless, and it can wait. It doesn't need to be decided right now. There's so much, you know, bigger, more important things going on in the world. And so I just, you know, use that as an example, because it is something that I saw once after a friend posted about their child's passing, and it just really struck me of like, wow, like, how often do we just kind of hear something and kind of push it to the side because we don't relate and because it doesn't affect us? And how many of us were like that before our loss? So now that we've been in this situation, you know, we really truly don't have an excuse to not be there and be supportive and caring for those that are struggling, for those that need us. And I think that's, again, a way we can honor our babies outside of ourselves, as we're serving others, as we're being others oriented. And I think that can be really healthy for our mental well-being and our physical well-being, to look beyond our own earthly circumstances and to be able to pour into other people. And when, you know, you say that you're thinking of someone or you're praying for someone or whatever, actually do it. Actually sit down and pray for them. Actually, you know, write them a card and let them know you're thinking of them, that you care for them, that you want to be there for them. Like, go ahead and do the legwork rather than just, you know, really quickly, you know, sending the care emoji on Facebook, or, you know, sending a message that says like, oh, you know, sending love and hugs or something, you know, kind of trivial like that. Like, okay, what does that ultimately really mean? Not that that's not okay to do, but, you know, what can we actually do of meaning, of value, that goes beyond that? Just the basic, you know, Facebook comment or liking of an Instagram post or something. And I think as we begin to do that, it is, can be very healing in our own grief, and a good way for even us to process our grief, as we can connect to others that are struggling. And, you know, you kind of have compassion and sympathetic ears to talk about things and to go over things and to just go through those processes. And I think that's just really, really important as we continue to work towards healing. And not that we ever fully heal from our loss, like, there's always going to be that hole in our heart, but eventually we have to build a bridge from one side of the heart to the other so that we can still cross that hole, even though the hole's there. And, you know, part of that rebuilding can be doing these things where we, you know, connect with other people, where we say, hey, what kind of cause am I gonna stand up for? How can I be a help to those that are going through difficulty? You know, I connected with a woman, a wonderful woman, after I lost my son, who had lost her first daughter during labor. And, you know, she's just has kind of made it her mission to help moms through that first year of loss and email them regularly, you know, remember their child's monthly birthday for that first year. She went ahead and wrote a book to try to be an encouragement for moms that kind of walks you through the first year and is divided by each month it goes through, you know, month 1 through 12. And just, that's just what she does as a way to like pour into others, and it helps her process her own loss and her grief, and, you know, serve other people in honor of her daughter, you know, in a way that she can bring glory to her, you know, continuing to let her name go on and contribute to her memory and her honor and all those things. And so I think those are important. Not that we'll have to go write books or do things like that, but just, what can we do, whether it be small or large or somewhere in the middle, where we can think outside of ourselves, but we can bless people because of our loss and because of our pain. And as we do that, it can help us debrief our own feelings in a healthier way, and in a way that can provide better closure. Not that our loss is ever okay or that we're okay with it, but where we get to a point of acceptance, you know, that is the last stage of grief, is acceptance. And it doesn't mean that it's okay that your child passed away. It doesn't mean you have to like it, but it means you get to the point where you can acknowledge that, yes, this is the fact, and you accept it. You have to put eventually to bed all of the whys and all of the questions. And it doesn't mean from time to time they don't pop up, but it means that you get to a point where you are in control over them, and those what ifs and those whys, you know, don't rule you. And I think that's important in our own mental health and as we go through this grieving process. And that's not something that's going to happen overnight. You know, it takes time and it takes a lot of hard work, as we've talked about before on this podcast. But I definitely just want to encourage you that when you have these opportunities to look outside yourself, do so. And you're going to be the most amazing, supportive women to others in need, because those of us that experience trauma, that experience great tragedy, we become the most empathetic and caring, and honestly can become the most others-focused individuals. Now, unfortunately, I have seen it backfire, where it can cause people to become very inward and selfish and almost very like self-absorbed. But I do think that it has the ability to produce great empathy and great understanding and great care, because we're kind of all in this club together, and we get pain, we get loss, we get grief when our world and when our society doesn't, and when that's kind of hidden from our culture. And so it can just be important to look outside ourselves, look outside of our loss, and by doing so, we're providing healing to ourselves, we're honoring our children, and it can kind of just help us as we continue to walk through this passage of grief. So if you have that opportunity, I definitely encourage you to take advantage of it, whether it be somebody you know, somebody you hear of, something you see on social media, whether it be just going and doing something for, you know, foster kids, or for the Boys and Girls Club, or for your local hospital, or something like that, where we can kind of just pour into others and do some things that are, you know, others focused. And, you know, whether that's being there, whether it's something financial is giving, you know, donating some toys to the children's hospital, donating, you know, snacks to, you know, nurses in the NICU or in the labor and delivery unit or whatever it is. You know, there's so much we can do. There's so many ways we can be there for other people. And by doing so, share our children's story, keep their memory alive, and work on our own healing and grief process. So I hope that this episode was encouraging for you. I hope it, you know, inspired you to do something outside of yourself in honor of your child. As you continue to grieve and as you continue to go through this road and walk this journey, know that you're in my prayers, you're in my heart, and I truly, truly mean that. I care for you guys deeply. This is my passion, and I'm just so thankful for this community and that we can all be here together. And I just wish you the best going forward. I know this is a really, really hard road. I know there's setbacks. It's one step forward, it's two step backs, but we're in this together. I care about you guys. And I can't thank you enough for being here. If you'd like to contact us, please email us at maverickjohnconis@gmail.com. The email will be in the description below. And thank you for just spending your Friday with us. Remember that we drop new episodes every Friday morning, 3 a.m. Eastern, 12 a.m. Pacific time. And we just wish that you have a great rest of your week. And thank you for being here.